Okay, top. Good morning. We are continuing. Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin, daf 57. Today's class should be for the Refuah Shlama v'Lachonim. V'Chalam Chaim Dam Rechom Mechan Zvanin. Mechan Ukam Nitzchad Shara Bar Minish Shlama Mitzara David Melechan Ifa V'Davara. Rifka V'Dechoy Rifka V'Deser Shlama Zera Farim Menam Shem Rechana Ifa V'Dinuyam. Yehudam Ben Yafa Chaya Shara V'Sachan Achan Rechom Mechana Simcha Ben Malka. Miriam V'Dechoy V'Dinuyam Chana Neonat V'Nom Rechal Yisra V'Tamar Yisra Berchana Gibra Gita V'Barakha. Tan Ben Yisra Yishkumani Lakob Dabar Makad Yisra V'Nesra Yom Yifa Yisra Ben Yisra Ben Yisra Ben Yisra Yosef Ben Yafa Daniel Ben Dina Simcha Ben Yafa Ben Yisra 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 Ben Kabbalah Yeshua ben Achav Mechana Makat Maser Avraham Shalom Shamsi Nechem David Aria ben Rivka Eliana Sarah Bat Shoshana Lavdil and Nishmat David and Eliyahu ben Eliyahu ben Amin Menitzchak Eliyahu Dina Bat Avraham Shimon Mishael ben Makal Matan Boaz ben Avraham Dina Bat Aron Tamar Barcha Bat Avraham Moshe ben Ephraim Lavdil and Rehom Dibar Bat Miriam. Okay, we left off at the bottom of the page on 56b on Nunvav Amud Bet, at the bottom, the last line of the page. Achte Derami Barchama, the sister of Rami Bar Chama, havat nesiva leRav Avya. She was married to Rav Avya. Irkas ketubata, and her ketubah was lost. Atu lekamei deRav Yosef, so they came to Rav Yosef to ask him what to do. Amar lehu, he said to them, Hachi amar Rav Yehuda amar Shmuel. This is what Rav Yehuda said in the name of Shmuel. Zo divrei Rabbi Meir. These, what you're referring to is only the opinion of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir is of the opinion that if a woman is given less than the amount she's prescribed to in the ketubah, then that sleeping with is considered be'ilad znut. Whereas aval chachamim, omrim, the chachamim say, mashe adam et ishto shtayim v'shalosh shanim belo ketubah. A person can keep his wife 2 or 3 years even without a ketubah. So he's saying, even though you don't have a ketubah, you can still continue in the meantime. Amar le Abaye, Abaye said back to him, Veha Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Shmuel. Rav Nachman said in the name of Shmuel, Halacha ke Rabbi Meir v'gzerotav. The halacha follows the opinion of Rabbi Meir in the decrees that he makes. So in his gezerot, in his rabbinic gezerot, the halacha follows his opinion. So why are you saying that it's only his opinion? We follow that opinion. So the Gemara says, if that's the case, Yahchi zil katuvla. Go and write her another one then. What's the big deal? Okay? Kiyate Rav Dimi, when Rav Dimi came, now we're going to have a very important machloket. When Rav Dimi came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, said, Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, in the name of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapara, in the name of Bar Kapara, Machloket Bitchila, the Machloket of, okay, so we had earlier on in the previous daf, a Machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and the Rabbi Yosef. If a person makes an oral reduction of the woman's ketubah, does that constitute is that a conditioning count or not? So Rabbi Yehuda said, no, that does not count. Rabbi Yosef said, you're allowed to orally reduce the ketubah's amount. That does count, right? He said, Rashai. So the Gemara is saying, the machloket over there between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef was only bitchila, is only in the beginning. We're going to see what that means. We don't know what that means yet. Aval basof, but at the end, at the end, everybody agrees that she's not going to forego on her honor, forego on her rights to the ketubah. But Rabbi Yochanan says, "Bein bazo o bein bazo machloket." Whichever way you go, whether it's in the beginning or the end, it's always a machloket. So the Gemara says, "Amar, we have to come and explain what that meant. The beginning and the end. What did that mean?" Amar Rabbi Abahu, "Ledidi mefarshelim liminei." Rabbi Yochanan, let me come and explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan meant. The an of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi lo palginan adale. Him and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are not arguing; they're not disagreeing. He says, "My betchila." What does it mean in the beginning? The kamar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. That Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said that the machloket is in the beginning. That's talking about tchilat chupa, in the beginning of the chupa. That's where the machloket applies between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Umay sof, and what does it mean at the end? That he says there's no. Everyone agrees that she would not forego. She would not forego on her rights. Sof bi'a. That's at the end of relations. And what was Rabbi Yochanan coming to say? V'chi ka'amina ana. Is what I was coming to say is bein bazo uvein bazo machloket. When I was saying that whether you go this way or that way, it's still a machloket. Tchilat chupa v'sof chupa. I was talking about the beginning of chupa, and the end of chupa. The tchilat bi'a. That's the beginning of relations. But I didn't talk about a case of end of bi'ah, right? At the end of bi'ah, that Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi was saying that's where everyone agrees that she would not forego on her honor. I didn't talk about that case. So I'm not disagreeing with Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi. I could be agreeing with him. We're talking about two different beginnings and we're talking about different beginnings and ends. So that's how you can reconcile their argument. This is Rav Dimi's explanation. Ki ata Ravin, when Ravin came to Bavel, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, said in the name of Rabbi Yehoshua ben Levi, Mishum bar kapara, machloket lebasof. He says no, the machloket is actually at the end. But in the beginning, divrei hakol mochelet. Everyone agrees that she does forego on her rights. But Rabbi Yochanan says, ben bazo or ben bazo machloket. Whichever way you go, it is a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. So the Gemara again comes to explain what this machlo, what they meant. Amar Rabbi Abau, the didi mefarshe minei der Rabbi Yochanan. Let me come and explain to you what Rabbi Yochanan meant. The ana and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi lo palginan ahadade. Me and Rabbi Yeshua and Levi are not arguing with one another. My levasof, what the Amar Rabbi Yeshua and Levi? What did the end mean that Rabbi Yeshua and Levi was talking about? He said that the machloket is only at the end. Sof chupa. That's the end of chupa. Umay techilan. What is the beginning that he said that everyone agrees that the woman forgoes on her rights? Chilat chupa. That's the beginning of the chupa. Whereas I vechikamina ana, what I was saying that I said ben bazo machloket that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef are arguing in whichever case you go. Techilat bi'ah, besof bi'ah. I was referring to the beginning of relations and the end of relations, and I was not talking about chupa. So we're talking about two completely different things, right? So that's why, meaning he's coming to say, I'm not disagreeing with the Rishon and Levi. When I say the machloket is whether in the beginning or at the end, I'm talking about relations, the beginning of bi'ah or the end of bi'ah. He was talking about beginning of chupa and end of chupa. It's two different discussions, and that's why we're not arguing on one another. So the Gemara says, Amar papa. If Rabbi Abu did not explain what Rabbi Yochanan meant, that him and Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi are not arguing with one another, I would have thought Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, pligi. I would have thought they are arguing, because it sounds at face value that they are arguing. Ravdimi, Ravin, lo pligi, and I would have thought that Ravin and Rav Dimi, that they came to Pavel and they said this, they're the ones who are not arguing, right? We have Rav Dimi and Ravin, we're speaking in the discussion of machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, or seemingly not the machloka, Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yeshua, and Levi, just talking about different cases. And they're talking about the dispute between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. So there's six people here at hand. So that people don't get confused. There's six people, Ravin and Rav Dimi. They have a machloket on what the opinions of Rabbi Yehoshua and Levi are, and Rabbi Yochanan, on the opinions of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. Okay? So he says, if I didn't know that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Yehoshua and Levi are not arguing, I would have thought they are arguing, and I would have said that Rav Dimi and Ravin are not arguing. So the Gemara says, my sof deka amar Ravin. What is the end that Ravin said, right? We said according to Rabbi Yehoshua and Levi, there's a machloket, between Rabbi Yosef and between Rabbi Yehuda. It's a machloket if the conditioning counts when he said orally to reduce the ketubah. So that conditioning, when was Ravin talking about at the end? What was that referring to? Sof chupa. That's referring to the end of the chupa. Umay techilan. What did he mean in the beginning? The ka'amar Rav Dimi, that Rav Dimi said, Rabbi Yehoshua and Levi brings a machloket between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosef. So he says, Techilat bi'ah. That's referring to the beginning of relations. They're talking about two completely different things. He's talking about the beginning of relations. He's talking about the end of chupa. Right? So essentially, if you didn't tell me that Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi were arguing, meaning if you told me that they were arguing, I would have thought that... Sorry. Since you said that they are not arguing, I understand that it is really them not arguing, or really Rav Dimi and Ravin arguing. But if you had not said that, I would have thought that Rabbi Shimon Levi and Rabbi Yochanan are arguing, and it was not a machlok between Ravin and Rabbi and Rav Dimi. Okay, so the Gemara says, "My kamashmalan, what is it coming to teach us here? What was his point?" So he says, "Hakamashman is coming to teach us the pligi tre amorae ataman denafshayu. The two amoraim here are coming to argue on their own reasoning, meaning he has this logic and he has that logic. Velo pligi tre amorae aliba dechad amora." But the two Amoraim are not coming to argue in the opinion of one Amora. I'll give an example. What's the nafkamina? What's the difference? If me and you are arguing, for example, on logical, we each have our logical reasoning to our argument. So it could be that both of us are correct. We just each are giving our logical reasons to it. But if we're both arguing on what this person said, so one of us has to be right. The other one has to be wrong. Right? So depending on if we're arguing on what the Amora said or arguing based on our reasoning, that would be the difference on Elu ve'elu divrei Elohim chayim. Both of us could be correct. Or no, one of us has to be correct and one of us is incorrect. So the Gemara is saying, it's coming to teach us that over here, machloka between Rabbi Yochanan and Rabbi Shimon Levi, that's not a machloka. They're both arguing just in the reasoning, and both of them could really be correct. They just have different reasoning and different logic to get to that point. And they're not arguing on the opinion of the Amora that they're talking about, because that would be, that one of them would be incorrect. Okay, so this is the first part of the daf. New Mishnah. Mishnah says, Notnin le betula shenem asar chodesh. We give a betula after she gets engaged. She gets 12 months. Mishetevaa habal. Once the baal requests, you know, they want to get married, so she gets 12 months. Lefarneset atzma, to be able to take care of herself. Rashi says with the preparation of her jewelry. She has to get her jewelry prepared for the chatuna. She has 12 months to prepare. Then, right, just keep in mind that they used to do erusin and nisuin separate. They used to do in betrothal like a year before, and then marriage nisuin the year after. Nowadays we do it together. Well, keshem shen notnin laisha, and just like we give for the woman 12 months, kach notnin laish, so too we give 12 months for the man lefarneset atzmo, to be able to take care of himself. Well, what does he need? He doesn't have jewelry. So Rashi says, for the preparation, sarkese uda v'chupa, to prepare the meal and the big celebration for the chupa. Vila almana, and for a widow, shloshim yom, we only give her 30 days. Higi azman, this was the first Mishnah, if you remember from the beginning of the Masechet. Higi azman v'lo nisu, if the time arrived now, that time passed and they didn't get married yet, ochlot mishelo v'ochlot b'truma, she can already start benefiting off of his property, and if he's a kohen, she can start eating teruma. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Rabbi Tarfon says, Notnin la hakol teruma. We give her everything in teruma, and she has to decide what she wants to do with it. She can sell it, and then use that money to go and buy chulin, right? Because if she can't eat teruma, so let's say she can't eat it, so then therefore, even if he's not a kohen, you can give her teruma, and she has to go and sell it and make ends meet with that money. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva says, Mechitza chulin, mechitza teruma. We give her half chulin, and we give her half teruma. Hayavam eno ma'achil b'teruma. A brother-in-law who gets married to the widow, right? He does not give her teruma. He does not feed her with teruma. We're going to understand the Rashi says in the Gemara why. Okay. Asta shisha chodashim ifnei habaal. If let's say she did 6 months in front of the husband while she was engaged to the husband, and then the husband died. Veshisha chodashim ifnei hayavam, and 6 months in front of the brother-in-law. Or let's say she did all 11 months and almost full the 12th month, chaser yom echad, besides for one day, bifnei hayavam, it was all, she did that while engaged to the brother-in-law, or kulan bifnei hayavam, sorry, she was 11 months and however many days in front of the husband, chaser yom echad bifnei habal, and one day, and then the husband died and she was engaged to the brother-in-law for one day. Or the other way around, kulan bifnei hayavam, or all of the 12 months, 11 months and somewhat days, chaser yom echad, besides for one day, she was in front of the yavam, right? Kulan bifnei yavam, chaser yom echad, except for one day, bifnei habaal, which was one day, was in front of the husband. So meaning, if it wasn't 12 full months in front of the husband or the brother-in-law, that's what the point is, eina ochelet b'truma. She does not get supported with truma, because it needs to be specifically 12 months with the husband. Meaning she has to be engaged. The Chachamim set out 12 months. That's the amount of prescribed time he has to prepare for you. And it has to be 12 months specifically in front of that person. Zo Mishnah Rishona. This was the initial Mishnah, the initial teaching. Whereas the Beit Din Shel Acherehen, afterwards, the Beit Din after them, Amru, they came and said, flipping the Amud, Ein ha'isha ochelet b'truma ad shetikenes l'chupa. The woman does not eat truma until she gets married, until she goes into the chupa. This was what they said later on. Okay, that was our Mishnah. The Gemara comes and says, Minah ha'nemile. From where do we know this ruling? From where is this derived? So the Gemara says, Amar al-chista de'amar kra. The Pasuk says about Rivka. Vayomer achia ve'ima. Her brothers and her mother said, Teshev ha'na'ara yitanu. Let the girl stay with us, yamim or asor, for days or asor. So meaning, what was the story of a year? Abraham sent Eliezer to go and bring a wife for Yitzchak. And when he was trying to convince them to give Rivka, so they were saying, let her stay a couple more days. So the Gemara says, going back to the Gemara, my yamim. What was it? What were they referring to? How many days were they referring to? So ilema, perhaps trei yomei. Maybe they were saying, just leave her here another 2 days. So the Gemara says, mishtei inish hachi. Does someone speak like that? Right? Amru lei trei yomei. They said to Eliezer, leave her with us 2 days. And then he said to them, amar lehu lo. He said, no. Amrulay, they said back to him, okay, asara yome, okay, 10 days. Who speaks like that? If the person said no to the lower amount, are you going to say yes to the higher amount? Obviously not. So Ella, what was the conversation? My yamim, what does it mean? Days? Shana. It meant 1 year. Leave her with us 1 year. He said no. Okay, 10 days. No. That was the discussion. So how do we know it's talking about a year? Dichtiv yamim tiye geulato, because that is referring to the redemption. A person who sells his field, he has 1 year, up to 1 year to redeem. So over there, yamim is talking about a year. So the Gemara asks, ve'ema chodesh. Why don't we say that it's referring to a month? Why do we say yamim is referring to a year? Dichtiv ad chodesh yamim. And there's a pasuk that says month is days also. So the yamim, the word yamim, is also referred to as a month as well. So why don't we say it's talking about a month? So amre, they say danin yamim stam meyamim stam. We're going to learn out the word yamim from another pasuk that has the word yamim alone. Ve'en danin yamim stam meyamim shenemar bahen chodesh. We're not going to learn out from the word yamim to another pasuk that has the word chodesh in it, right? That has the word month in it. Over here, when it's talking about Rashi. But what he's saying is that we're learning out the word yamim from another pasuk that has the word yamim alone, general. But whenever the word has yamim, chodesh, it has the word chodesh next to it, now it's not the same, or it can't learn from that for just the word yamim alone. Because the word yamim alone is completely different. So we're learning, trying to find a biblical source for what we learned in our Mishnah, right? Going back to our Mishnah said, how do we know we give 12 months for the Betula? The Gemara is saying from this pasuk about Rivka, that we gave her 12 months for the virgin in order for her to come and marry Yitzchak. Okay? Okay. Amar Rabbi Zera, Tana, Ketana, Bein Hi, Ubein Avia, Yecholin, Da Akev. The young girl under 12, whether it's her or her father, they're able to say, you know what, I don't want to get married until I get older. I don't want to marry this person until I get older. So the Gemara says, Bishlama ihi matzi me'akva. It makes sense that she can say, I don't want to get married until I get older. Ela avia, but her father, ihi nichala. If let's say she wants to get married to this person, avia mai nafka lemina. Why can her father make a decision for her? If she wants to get married, what's the difference to the father? Why does the father care? She wants to marry this man, let her marry the man. So when it says savar, hashta lo yada, it's a classic line of a parent. She's too young, she doesn't know what she's doing. Lemachar mimreda, tomorrow she's going to rebel against her husband. Venafka ve'atia v'niflai ilavai. And then she's going to come back to my house and she's going to fall upon me again. And then what's going to happen? A young girl didn't stay well in her marriage. She's not going to be able to get married for a very long time. And then I'm going to suffer. So therefore, I'm going to make sure that she doesn't get married at such a young age, so that she doesn't fall back onto me. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Levi. Ein poskin ala ketana lehasia keshehi ketana. You can't set a time, a date for the young girl to get her married when she's still a ketana. Aval poskin ala ketana lehasia keshehi gedola. But you can set a time for her to get married while she's a ketana. You can set a time for her to get married when she becomes a gedola, an adult. So the Gemara says, this is obvious. Pshita. Why are you coming to teach us this? So the Gemara says, ma'u detema. I would have thought to say, lichosh dilma ma'ayla pachada mehashta vechalsha. Maybe, even in the second case, where you're setting a time while she's 11 for her to get married when she's 13, what's just going to happen? She's going to get overwhelmed. You're going to scare her. She's going to get weak. So the Gemara says, no, we're not worried for that. Kamashmala, and it comes to teach us that we don't have to worry about such a thing. Amar Rav Huna, Bagera Yom Echad, if she became a Bogeret for even one day, v'nitkatsha, and then she did Kiddushin, notnein la shloshim yom ka'almana. She only gets 30 days of waiting time, like a widow. Because once she becomes a Bogeret, she only has 30 days. So the Gemara says, Meitive, we have a contradiction. Bagera hare ketivu'a. If she became a Bogeret, she's like a woman who is persuaded. That what do we say? We said in our Mishnah, a woman, right, we talked about a woman who is persuaded as a virgin, that's 12 months. So the Gemara says, my love, ketivu'a, the betula, is not referring to a woman that's a virgin. The Gemara says, lo, ketivu'a, de almana. No, it's actually referring to a woman who is solicited, who is convinced, persuaded, while being a like a widow. So meaning she only receives her 30 days. So the Gemara says, Tashema, come and listen. Bogeret sheshahata shenema sar chodesh. If a bogeret was waits 12 months, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, ho'il v'chayav ba'ala b'mezonotea, yafer. Since now the husband is obligated to support her, yafer, he can now annul her vows. But what do you see from this? It sounds like a bogeret has 12 months. It said a bogeret who waits 12 months sounds like she does receive 12 months. So the Gemara says, no. Ema, bogeret, no, it's talking about two different people. There's a bogeret and a woman who gets to wait 12 months. Rabbi Eliezer's opinion is, since the husband is obligated to support her, he can annul her vows as well. But it's not saying that a woman who became a bogeret has 12 months. She only has 30 days. Tashma, come and listen. Someone who engages a virgin, whether the husband is persuading and she is pushing away, she is saying no, or the other way around, She gets 12 months from the time of they became engaged, the time they decide they want to get married. So already that time, while she's being convinced to get married, she has 12 months. Aval lo mishat erusin, but not from the time of erusin, from the time of betrothal. So the, and then the Gemara says, "Ubagera," and if she became a bogeret, harehi kitivua, she is like a woman who is convinced, and she sounds like she receives 12 months. So the Gemara says, "Ketzad? How is this so? Bagera yom echad, if she became a bogeret even one day, uvenit katsha, and then she did kiddushin. So what happens? Notnin lash nemasar chodesh, we give her 12 months." Okay, la arusa shloshim yom, and for a engaged woman, we give her 30 days. So what does it sound like? The Gemara says tiyufta de Rav Huna. This is a tiyufta on the opinion. It's a contradiction on the opinion of Rav Huna. Right? If we go back, what was the opinion of Rav Huna? If we go back, Rav Huna was of the opinion here that a bogeret, a woman, once she becomes a bogeret, she only receives 30 days like an almana. Right, that was Rav Huna's opinion. What are we saying over here? Over here we're saying, we give her 12 months. She became a bogeret, she became engaged, we give her 12 months, we don't give her 30 days. So tiufta, the Rav Huna tiufta, this is a contradiction on the opinion of Rav Huna. Really, it sounds like we give her 12 months. But then the Gemara mentioned, if you realize, it said for an engaged woman, we give her 30 days. So the Gemara says, "Mai vila arusa shloshim yom." What do you mean for an engaged woman, we give her 30 days? So the Gemara says, "Amar af papa, hachika amar." This is what it's meant to say. Bogeret she'avru aleha, 12 chodesh. If you have a bogeret who was 12 and a half, and she went through all the stages, right? She who passed 12 months upon her as well, bibagrut, during her bagrut status, venit katsha, and then she did kiddushin. That woman notnim la 30 yom kealmana. That woman we give her 30 days. Meaning, not Rav Huna's case, who said that if she became a bogeret, then she got engaged, she only gets 30 days. No, if she became a bogeret and 12 months passed while she was a bogeret, and then she got engaged, now we only give her 30 days. Okay, that would be the reconciliation of what we meant. So now let's give a quick recap on the daf. We started the daf talking about what a woman is supposed to do if she loses her ketubah. At the end, they said, okay, just rewrite the ketubah. There's no problem. Then we had a big machloket. We had a six opinions, right? We had Rav Dimi and Ravin, who came to Bavel, who had two different opinions on the opinions of Rabbi Yishuv and Levin and Rabbi Yochanan, who we said was not a machloket. In the opinion of the dispute between Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Yehuda, if you can make a tnai, if you can make a condition orally on reducing her ketubah. That was the rest of the sugya until part number two, until the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah was talking about how much time we give for each woman once they get engaged, and once the husband wants to marry them. So for a widow, for a virgin, we said 12 months. For a widow, we said 30 days. That was part number three. Once we got to the Gemara, then we started talking about what the father, he can do for his ketana daughter, for what he's allowed to do. So is he allowed to stop, we discussed, is he allowed to stop the daughter from getting married? He's allowed to set a time for her to get married, even though she's a child now. He can set a date for her in the calendar, Mishadi calendar, for her to get married when she's an adult. That was part number four. And then part number five of the daf was a bogeret, a woman who became a bogeret, she reached the age of 12 and a half, and then she gets engaged. How much time does she get? A boger. So we brought Rav Huna's opinion. We said 30 days, and we contradicted him and said, no, 12 months. And then we reconciliated and we said that really it's 12 months. But if 12 months passed as a boger, then she got engaged, then she only gets 30 days like a widow. Okay, we'll stop there for today. Baruch Adonai Adam, amen.